checking out my podcast, I promise to keep real talk true to its title. Always honest and always real. Does it matter? These are three words I really wish I would have been using far more frequently through my 20s. Like my entire 20s. Does it matter? And here's, I guess, that sounds real harsh, right? Like, does it matter? Like, man, Chris, you were something else, bro. Like, what are you talking? Like, does it matter? Look, here's what I mean. Like, everything seems to matter, right? So if, let me give you an example. So if I'm sitting and talking to somebody and they're like, man, this guitar is like amazing. It's beautiful. The sound of it. Like it's a 1970 something, something, something from back in the day. You see how little I know about this is I can't describe it, but they're telling me all about it and I have no interest. So to me, it doesn't matter. But to them, it does. So like everything means something to someone. But the difference is knowing what matters to you. Like, what matters to you? That's it. Different things mean different things to different people. What is super important to my friend might be less important to me. Now, they're my friend, so more than likely, even if I didn't like it, I'm going to check it out and listen to it and probably learn something from it. But to the random person that I don't know that well, who is just letting off and dumping everything that they want to onto me, like, it doesn't matter to me. And I think if I really understood that in my 20s, it would have helped me so much. And here's why. Here's why I say that. So some people have the art of manipulation mastered, and they may be older than you. You're in your 20s. Mind you, okay, so this is like, now just stay in your 20s with me right now. If you're in your 20s, hear what I'm saying. There's older people who have mastered the form of manipulation. So for me, my 20s, I'm a nice guy. I'm listening to everybody. I'm in the entertainment business where there's sharks swimming constantly and they come looking very appealing. They're not circling you like a shark. They don't look like that. They look very kind and cool and awesome. Oh, man, this is my friend. That's a little bit more what it looks like and what it feels like. And they've got an idea for you. So that idea that they had for you kind of starts to be a good look. Okay, this is a good-looking idea. Hey, they said it'll do X, Y, and Z. And I'll make this much money, and that's a good look, right? Money always makes everything a good look. But again, like, does what they're talking about really, really matter to you? That's where the difference of knowing what you're trying to accomplish and just doing things that make sense for the moment, that's the line. Right there, because when you know what you're trying to accomplish, whatever they're telling you doesn't really matter to you and you don't want to be a part of it. Now, I say all this to say, oh, have I gone completely down the wrong rabbit hole with somebody that I just began to trust blindly? More than a few times. And I don't know what it was, but I can't really treat people. I see the better in people. And sometimes that has come back to get me because not everyone feels the same way. Some people are just genuinely looking out for themselves. So these are lessons that I guess I had to learn through my 20s, but I would love to share it with you to help avoid it. Like, you're going to get burnt. This industry is not kind. Ask anybody who has been in it long enough, whether they're an artist, whether they're a producer, whether they're a record rep. There's going to be gross, below-the-belt punching going on, like, all kind of stuff. Like, it's just a lot that happens. And if you're in this music industry, and I'm sharing you from the space for me personally where it was at, like, just have your eyes open better and really ask yourself, as opportunities come around that look good, does it matter to you? That's really, that's it. If it makes sense and it's in line with what you're trying to do or what your purpose is, rock with it. It's probably the right thing. If it seems right, it feels right, it looks right, everything sounds right, it's in accord with what you're thinking about and what you're trying to do, it's probably right. But when you're asking like, does this matter? The money's good, but I don't really know this person. Should I really do it? Like, I've been a part of so many janky promoter club nights. Like, it's crazy. Where just bad business happening. So now I've wasted my night. I've come out here for no money or less money than I was told. I'm driving home upset. Like, did that matter? No, it didn't. Not at all. Did I do it? Yes, totally. Thinking it was a good look. This is going to be good. And I'm going to get some money. Cool. Like, it happens, you know, and for the most part, it didn't happen that way. But knowing what really, really matters, it's just going to help you. It's going to save you a lot of pain, a lot of heartache as you really align your actions with what it is you're trying to accomplish. All right. So when you know what you're trying to accomplish, everything will make sense and you'll know what really matters. All right. Have a great week. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Would love to hear what it meant to you. Shoot me a message at Chris Lowe's Media on Twitter. Let me know you heard the podcast, and I'd love to send you an encouragement card. Thanks for your time and have a great day.